Representative Ilhan Omar accused of shilling for Iran after calling to finalize Iran deal. By Joshua Klein on May 10, 2022. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, took heat online after posting a message in support of an immediate finalization of the damaging Iran deal, which she claimed would stave off a Middle East conflict. In a Monday tweet, Omar highlighted the urgency of securing a deal to lift sanctions against the Islamic Republic. "We are running out time in making peace in the Middle East and avoiding war," the Minnesota Muslim congresswoman wrote. "It's time to finalize the Iran deal." Despite her attempt to tie the deal to making peace, many took to social media to blast her support for acceding to the theocracy. Making peace in the Middle East has much more to do with expanding the hashtag Abraham Accords, allowing Israel to work together with her Arab neighbors on tourism, economic growth and diplomacy, rather than making a bad deal in Vienna to fund the number one state sponsor of terrorism in the world, wrote media contributor Joe Lampedlin. Running out of time to make peace in the Middle East? At Ilhan, we suggest you Google Abraham Accords and stop pushing at Naya Council's talking points, wrote Iranian advocacy group Iranian Americans for Liberty, IAL. "We had peace in the Middle East, but then you elected Biden," wrote conservative writer and commentator Chad Green. On behalf of Iraqis, Syrians, Lebanese, Yemenis, Saudis, Emiratis, Bahrainis, Israelis, Egyptians, Iranians oppressed by their own regime and all people who are affected by Iranian regime terrorism empowered by this deal, please shut up," wrote former Miss Iraq Sarah Edan. "Tell me you're a pro-terrorism without telling me you're pro-terrorism," she added in another tweet. "You have no right to talk on behalf of millions in the Middle East. Most of them refuse your dirty hashtag Iran deal that will empower Iran's hashtag IRGC that ruined Lebanon, Iraq, and Syria," wrote Dr. Nirvana Mahmood, a regional observer and independent commentator on Middle East issues. "Shame on you," she added. Ilhan Omar opposes the hashtag Abraham Accords and actual peace in the Middle East while shilling for Iran, wrote social media activist Emily Schrader. "Can't make this up. Who'd like to support a fundraiser to help Ilhan realize her lifelong dream of becoming an Iranian citizen?" wrote one Twitter user. "Nothing says a stable Middle East like giving terrorists nukes," another wrote. Iran, the largest state sponsor of terrorism worldwide, claims its nuclear program is for energy purposes. But world leaders, including the six nations that joined the 2015 deal to limit Iran's nuclear weapons capacity, say enriching uranium may lead to Iran's ability to quickly create a nuclear weapon. The Obama-led nuclear deal, deemed fatally flawed and highly one-sided by many, from which then-President Donald Trump withdrew in 2018, delineates an enrichment limit of 3.67%. Iran has been accused of violating the agreement as Tehran produces more enriched uranium. Nevertheless, current nuclear talks in Vienna may see the United States and other world powers provide Iran with economic sanctions relief in exchange for temporary restrictions on its nuclear program. According to a former State Department official, President Joe Biden's impending agreement to restore the Iran nuclear deal offers the regime access to $90 billion in foreign currency reserves and sanctions relief to some of the world's worst terrorists. In addition to being granted hundreds of billions of dollars, it will likely use for terror and aggression. The deal also will not prevent Iran from attaining nuclear weapons. In March, Russia's envoy to the Iran nuclear talks admitted Tehran got much more than it could expect in the latest iteration of the nuclear deal. Omar has a history of controversy, having been accused repeatedly of being anti-Semitic, anti-American, and supportive of terrorists. In April, Minnesota congressional candidate Cicely Davis, a Republican challenger to Omar, accused the congresswoman of never missing an opportunity to sow division. Representative Guy Rees-Kentheler, RPA, blasted Omar in June after the congresswoman equated the U.S. and Israel to Hamas terrorists and the Taliban, claiming she was unfit to serve in Congress. "Omar is an anti-Semite who hates America and hates American troops," he said. "She has no place serving in Congress." Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.